much better football team than to play at the level we did today. I know we had some turnovers early, but we didn't overcome that adversity. And it's my job to get these guys ready to play, and obviously we didn't play at the level that we should have. Well, we had some opportunities. You know, we had fumble for the touchdown and a kickoff return, and got the ball at the 9-yard line. You know, got some opportunities early. Then play very good when we got behind and play very good catch up. Well, we've got a lot of work to do. You know, obviously, you know, anytime you give up the type of yards we gave up or we've given up in the running game, there's a concern there. So we'll work at it extremely hard this week. Obviously, in our bye week, we'll do it for a couple days and hopefully improve. But against a team like San Diego, you know, you can stop them for a number of plays, but you make one wrong mistake by a linebacker or defensive end, and they turn into a big play.
Mike, was it demoralizing at the end of the half? It looked like San Diego was trying to run out of the clock, and they wound up getting
that trigger. Well, just like I said, you know, we got a person right there, we got a defensive end that's got containment, and we got it just like, but Danny does a great job. And hitting inside, bouncing out, bounces outside that defensive end, and all of a sudden you got a tackle at the line of scrimmage, and you got a 50-yard gain. So those are the things that we're talking about when you got to be more consistent.
I guess the coach, is there anything that you can tell this group of professionals in there that they don't already know about?
That they don't what?
That they don't already know about.
No, I don't know if I've ever been more embarrassed. You know, I don't think our players have ever been more embarrassed to put on that type of show. And like I said, you know, it starts with me, and I did a poor job getting them ready.
You
just got to do it day by day. You know, it's not going to be personnel. We've got good personnel. I just got to do a better job getting them ready. No, I don't think it. I don't think it was any distraction. To be honest with you, obviously it's a distraction for him because he's got to talk about it, and obviously I had to address it. But besides that, that was no reason for the performance we had. If that's the direction you're going, no, that didn't. Had nothing to do with it. I don't know. He is serious enough where he didn't go back in the game, which is not good because Champ usually plays. Obviously hurt. So, you know, for him not to be in there, obviously, is a big concern. He's just not 100% yet. You know, you keep on trying to, you just watch him play and you watch him practice, and that shoulder is probably about 80%. And we just felt it was in our best interest to go in a different direction. When he is healed, we think he brings a lot to the table. I mean, when he is healthy, I'm sorry, he brings a lot to the table, but he isn't right now. You're right. Hopefully we can do something about it next time we play at home. No, I didn't see any quit. Did you?
I saw a couple times maybe one play the game.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think you saw any quit. You had some guys that weren't normally in there at the end of the game, playing. But, like I said, it goes back to me. You know, it's I did a poor job getting them ready, and we got to regroup. Long season ahead of us. Got to play much better than we have.